Welcome to the Field Log Podcast, weekly reflections for the Warrior King to help you master yourself, fulfill your purpose, and conquer the day. I'm your host, Marcian Sicario. Field Log. Day 68. Commitment 7. Leisure. We finally made it. We are at the end of the 7 commitments. These episodes have been by far the longest I've recorded. There's a lot to talk about, and you know me, I go off topic a lot. I like to throw in anecdotes and stories and those kinds of things. But when I'm reading from the commitment, there's a lot of stuff to cover already. So they've run pretty long. Now, hopefully, you've enjoyed those as much as I've enjoyed making them. And today we're going to discuss the last commitment of the Warrior King, which is the commitment to leisure. It's at the very bottom, and we're going to get into why. We're going to talk about that, and I'm sure some of that's going to be obvious to you already, but we'll get into all of it. Now, of course, the usual preface here: A, make sure you've listened to the first 6 episodes in this series. Commitments 1-6 are really going to help set the stage for commitment 7. It's going to help you understand why things are where they are. I might reference back to some of the episodes we've had on the earlier commitments, so that context is going to be very important to you. Also, of course, make sure to read the 7 commitments before listening to these episodes. That's going to help a lot too. Go to warriorking.cx, click on the tab that reads 7 commitments, read through them. It'll take you less than a minute. With that out of the way, here's commitment 7. My last commitment is to enjoying the fruits of my labor. Just as the Lord rested on the 7th day, so will I value leisure time as it presents itself, and aim to find a balance between work and rest. I understand that the Lord may take it away from me at any point for my salvation. If necessary, I will choose my 6th commitment over my last. And that's it. It's very short. It's to the point. Hopefully this episode won't be 30 minutes. Let's start with line number 1. My last commitment is to enjoying the fruits of my labor. This is something we should do. Life is about work. We've talked about this. But if you look at the creation account from Genesis, the Lord worked for 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested. And then, of course, in the 10 commandments, we're told to honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, right? God rested one of the 7 days to set an example to us, not because he needed rest, but to give us a strong impetus that if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for us. You don't want to become a workaholic. You want to have leisure time. And there's a very practical argument for this too, beyond even the spiritual argument that the Lord commands it and that should be good enough for us. But practically speaking, there is, for example, a phenomenon called revengefully procrastination. I've talked about this before. You've been working all day, tired. You get home. Let's say it's like 8:30, 9:30. I don't know when you go to bed, but let's say it's close to bedtime. And you feel burned out, you feel tired, you want some time to relax, maybe read a book, maybe listen to an audiobook, maybe do some woodworking, something that's fun to you, right? I like to whittle, personally. Something that's just no stress, no pressure. Revengefully procrastination then comes into play. And let's say you have to go to bed in 20 minutes. A lot of times people will stay up later because they want to have at least some time to unwind and to relax. So scheduling in sufficient leisure, and I don't mean, you know, chasing fun for the sake of it. I'm not saying be an adrenaline junkie or spend all of your time on things that don't ultimately matter. I'm saying do it to a level that replenishes you and rejuvenates you, right? So you want to commit yourself to enjoying the fruits of your labor. When you work on something, when you have a big breakthrough. I recently closed a very lucrative business opportunity, glory to God. I was very blessed with that. What I want to do is I want to get dinner. My brothers, celebrate that. Enjoy that achievement and then continue to work. The second sentence, just as the Lord rested on the 7th day. And I just said this, right? God did it. God told us to keep the Sabbath holy, to honor it, to rest a 7th of the week, right? And I try to make it a 7th of the day as well, right? At the end of the day, I usually take about 1.5-2 hours to myself, spend some time in silence, in solitude, do some wood carving. But God did this, right? He rested on the 7th day. And then, of course, the sentence goes on, so will I value leisure time as it presents itself and aim to find a balance between work and rest. There's 2 thoughts here. Let's tackle them one by one. I will value leisure time as it presents itself. So what are we saying here? We're not strictly saying that you need to carve out time for leisure, although sometimes if you're a very hardworking man, you might have to do that, but rather that you'll value leisure time as it presents itself. Sometimes you're going to get your work done for the day by 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I usually work until about 7. But on some days, I'm really on the ball. And maybe you've experienced days like this. You're really getting after it. You're really doing what you're supposed to do. You've met all your commitments for that day. And now you have 90 minutes to spare. It's the end of the day. You're not going to get any more work done. Maybe you can use that time to read a book that you've really been trying to catch up on. Maybe there's a certain movie you've been meaning to watch. You can do that, right? You shouldn't feel guilty about taking leisure time, right? And of course, this is within reason. That's why we're saying as it presents itself. There are going to come times when maybe you have to work very hard for a few weeks. That can happen. And you have to be okay with that. But there are going to be other times when leisure will present itself. And of course, if this is becoming a regular thing where every day you're done by 4 or 3 or 2 or something along those lines, and all weekend you have nothing going on, maybe you have some capacity to take on more work and do things that are going to accelerate your growth as a man. Maybe you can pray more. Maybe you can work more. Maybe you can study some material to help you train better. You know, you can go on YouTube and look up some videos from people giving advice on deadlifts or bench. And I'm just giving examples here. But you can find ways to fill that time if it starts to become a chronic thing. But every once in a while, you know, I'll be scheduling my day in the morning and I'll schedule work until about 6 or 7. And then one thing took a lot less time than I thought it would. And I'm sure you've experienced this as well. And then here you are and you have an hour to spare. You can use that time for leisure. That's okay. You don't have to be a workaholic. This is one of the things I hate about, let's call it self-improvement culture. This idea of being on the grind, right? You're grinding 24/7. I'm not into that. You shouldn't be either. There is a balance to life, right? And great segue here. The second half of the sentence reads, and aim to find balance between work and rest, right? You should make it an objective of yours to find a balance between when are you working and when are you resting, right? It's not always about work. We know that. And a lot of men who are in the Warrior King space and who think about these things, a lot of you guys are going to be very tempted to work constantly, right? And I definitely support having the hunger. We have an episode on this, right? Being hungry for growth. Being hungry to make a difference in the world, being hungry to help the people in your circle. But you have to find a balance. There is a certain amount of leisure time. You should take the time, right? After I'm done recording this episode, it's Monday afternoon, or I suppose evening. I'm changing, getting in the car, and meeting up with two of my close friends for dinner. One of them I see all the time. He's my best friend. The other one I haven't seen in a while. So let's catch up, right? Let's get together. Let's see how everyone's doing. Let's keep that connection. And of course, this is starting to bleed into commitment number 6, right? And we know this. There's some bleed between the commitments. But leisure time, I think, personally, is best spent with people. And I know that there are some people who are introverts and you need some time to yourself. I, too, like to enjoy some time to myself. I'm mostly an ambivert. I can do both. But a lot of times, your leisure time is going to be most rejuvenating if you're spending time with people. And I wish I'd brought this up in the last episode, but there was so much to cover that I didn't, but I'll bring it up here. There is a direct correlation with how much time you spend socializing and your self-reported sense of happiness and your self-reported sense of stress, right? They surveyed a bunch of people and found that people were spending something like 6 hours a day, I think, socializing. And a lot of times that's not going to be possible for us, at least not in this stage of our life. But people who spend that much time have the highest reported self-happiness and the lowest reported stress. So whenever you have leisure time, I would strongly encourage you to use that to spend time with the people you love, right? What can be more fulfilling than that? You've been working, you've been laboring, you've been slaving away all week, for example. Let's say Monday through Saturday. It's Sunday, you're at church. Church gets out and you say, I need to get home. I need to do some work. Spend some time, huh? Take an hour. Take 2 hours, take 3 hours, spend some time at coffee hour, maybe grab a group of people, go get something to eat, right? It's Sunday, rest a little bit. You've worked hard. You should take some time to enjoy the feeling of having done a job well, right? That should be intrinsically motivating and rewarding. And then take some time to spend with people. You're going to find a balance. Like I said, a lot of you guys are going to be very hardworking, going to be very hungry, and that's good, but you can't be too hungry. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we're going to have some guys who maybe rest too much. Maybe you're playing video games 3 hours every day. And I've talked about this before. If you're spending 2 hours a day on Netflix and you're not advancing in your career or looking to build a side business or working on your physical excellence and all of those things, building your craft, developing your mind, you're spending 3 hours a day, for example, right, watching TV or playing video games, maybe you're leaning too far into quote-unquote rest. And I don't really think that video games are restful, but it might be a leisure activity for you, and that's not inherently wrong. That being said, you don't want to be too far on either side of this spectrum, right? When it's time to work, you work. When it's time to rest, you rest. You see the same thing in the approach that the church takes to fasting and feasting, right? We're currently in Lent, as I'm recording this. I've mentioned that before, a bit further than halfway through, I think. And in about 3 weeks, right, as I'm recording this on the 27th, on April 16th, I think it is, it's going to be Pascha. And after that's done, all of the faithful, or all of the Orthodox, are going to have spent a while fasting, laboring spiritually, right? Increased repentance, more prayer services, more church services, right? More of that stuff. And then it's going to be time to feast. Now we take some leisure. We all bring big baskets of all the things we've been fasting from. Alcohol, like wines and whiskeys and those kinds of things. Beer, right? Meat, dairy, right? Maybe you love chicken. I love pizza personally. I'm going to get myself a big old Domino's, right? And I'm going to enjoy that. So there's a time to enjoy those things, and then there's a time to labor. And of course, the example I'm using is spiritual, but it applies here perfectly. There's a time for spiritual labor, and then there's a time to enjoy the joy of the feast. So make sure you're doing that. And then, of course, the last bit here is going to sound very familiar. I understand that the Lord may take it away from me at any point for my salvation, it being leisure, right? If God knows, you've committed yourself to being a warrior king, you've committed yourself to being an asset to your community, to your family, to your brothers, to your church, to your work, and you're the kind of man who maybe has a tendency to rest too much, you know, maybe has a tendency to take a little too much leisure, he might allow you to be swamped with work. He might allow you to be faced with a problem that's going to consume a lot of your time for the building of your character. This is not something to be feared. This is something to be embraced, no matter how difficult it can be. Right? This happens to me sometimes. I want to spend some time with my friends. I want to hop on a call maybe, or go hang out, or I want to spend some time wood carving or reading books. Sometimes maybe I'm starting to lose my edge a little bit, and God says, I have plans for you. I need you to build something that you can share and bless others with. So, some of this leisure time is going to get taken away, right? Or maybe I've been lazy recently. Maybe I've been sloppy in my work and then something breaks and I have to do it again, right? Let's say, for example, I'm working on a piece of software, a piece of code. I was being sloppy because I wanted to finish it up so I could go watch TV or something, just an example. And then God says, well, you did a sloppy job and you're building bad habits, so we're going to take that away from you. And maybe you've experienced that before. You know, they always say that when you're doing something, you should do it like you mean it. And I absolutely support this. Do it like you mean it. Do your work well. Do a job well done. Perform a job well done. And when you do that, then you will have, quote unquote, earned your leisure. And then you can spend that in whatever ways fulfill you. Like I've mentioned before, I like things like whittling. I like chess. I enjoy doing that. I like getting dinner with my friends. I enjoy doing that. Whatever it is that you enjoy, not something that's mindlessly numbing, right? I don't want you to open up your phone and say, I have 30 minutes. Let me scroll through Instagram or TikTok. And of course, I'm guilty of this as well. Well, not TikTok, but Instagram at least. Or go on YouTube and just start scrolling through videos. Don't do that. Do something rejuvenating. Do something fulfilling. Something that puts you in a flow state. That being said, right, we understand that the Lord may take our leisure time away from us at any point for our salvation. And the last line of the last commitment is, if necessary, I will choose my sixth commitment over my last. This is perfectly fitting. When I compiled the list of the seven commitments and, you know, worked on the wording and everything, I found it quite, let's say, funny maybe, or serendipitous, that there's seven commitments and the last commitment is leisure. And that's kind of how the creation account goes, isn't it? There's 6 days of work, and then the seventh one is rest. There's six commitments you have to take care of, and when they've all been taken care of, Then you can rest. Then you have leisure. So you have to understand that if you want to just hang out and have fun, but man, your girlfriend really wants to have a conversation with you right now. She's unhappy about something. She really needs to share that with you. She wants to get it off her chest. She wants your support. Do your job. Right? You've been working on your mind. You've been studying. You got some flashcards on your phone. You have an app like Anki, for example. You really just want to hang out right now, but your Anki reviews do. You got to keep studying French because that's the thing you're doing to develop your mind. Sorry, but you have a job to do. You've been working on your craft, right? You've been playing guitar every day. You practice for 30 minutes. Or for me, every day, or 6 days a week, I record field logs. Yesterday, I got home around 6 p.m. I hadn't recorded a field log for Monday yet, right? I'm recording that on this Monday. And guess what? I was weak. All I had to do is sit down in front of the mic, record the field log on relationships, and then edit it, push it up, takes about an hour and change, and then I could have had leisure, but I was exhausted from the weekend. I showed weakness. There was work to be done, and I didn't do it. Now, there's nothing preventing me from just doing one more hour of work or scheduling my time a little better and getting home a little earlier, or maybe recording in the morning or recording on Saturday, making sure it's ready for Monday. So many things I could have done. We all do this. We're all human. But remember that you can't, right? Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, get the work done before you rest. Record the episode. Play the song, right? Get that workout in. Do the research for your business. Whatever you have to do, do it first so that you can enjoy your leisure without the pang of regret. So if necessary, you will choose any commitment. You will choose God over free time. Oh, I really just want to hang out tonight, but there's a vigil. Go to the vigil. Oh, I really want to hang out tonight, but there is this business meeting that I should really take care of today, this call I should make. Make the call. Man, I really want to hang out tonight, but I got to get my last workout in for the week. Get that workout in. Go train. I want to have fun today, but I really got to work on this side project I've been working on, my craft, my vocation. Work on that, right? And the same is true for mind and relationships too. Do the work. Earn the rest. When you go to the gym, you don't just sit on the bench, rest for 45 minutes and go home. You do the set and then you rest. You do the set, then you rest. Next exercise, set, rest, right? You do the work, you earn the rest. The rest is meant to enable the work. The reason we take leisure, the reason why God gave us the Sabbath, what does the Lord say? What does Christ say? Man wasn't made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. Leisure is made for you to use to be the man you're supposed to be. So put the commitments in order. Nothing gets cut because you want to go have fun. You have a job to do. You're a man. Do it. Now that we've gone through the entire commitment, let's talk some strategies. My last commitment is to enjoying the fruits of my labor. How can you do that? Well, first, you have to allow yourself to take some time. Do not be confused by the people on the internet telling you you need to grind 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 hours a week. I know I'm going to get heat for this, but I will die on this hill. Leisure matters. Free time matters. Right? Of course, in the proper proportion. But you have to convince yourself of that fact. The Lord commands you. He commands you to honor the Sabbath. If you're not doing that, you're not a warrior king. So of course you need to enable that. Make sure you get your work done Monday through Saturday. Enjoying the fruits of your labor. How can you do that? What are the fruits of your labor? Maybe you've been building wealth and you've been given a great opportunity, right? Like I have recently. Enjoy that. Take some of that money, right? Don't go crazy. But take some of that money, go to a nice restaurant, right? Go get a nice steak. Go to a sushi place you really like. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. You've been working hard on your body, let's say. You've been building the strength. Now we can use that to go do something fun. You're nice and strong now. Go on a hike. Enjoy that. Enjoy nature. Experience God's creation. So enjoy the fruits of your labor. Pick up a hobby. Something that's just for you. Like for me, you know, like chess or wood carving. For you, it might be something like that. Maybe guitar. Maybe, you know, music isn't your craft. But it's a hobby for you. It's something you enjoy in your free time. So you've been working hard, go buy yourself a guitar, a good one. You know, you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to spend $4,000. You can get a really nice acoustic for maybe $350. You know, it can be used or something, but you can go get that. Have some fun, enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's okay to do that in moderation, right? Just like drinking. The scriptures tell us that the Lord made wine to gladden the hearts of men, but it also tells us that drunkards are as bad as thieves and blasphemers. So what's the difference? The dose makes the poison, right? A little bit is good. It helps you enjoy yourself. It's healthy. Too much and you'll wither away. Work and then enjoy the time off that you get. Just as the Lord rested on the seventh day, so will I value leisure time as it presents itself and aim to find a balance between work and rest, right? And the only thing we need to think about here is how do we find a balance between work and rest? And we've talked about that a little bit already earlier in this field log. But the way you do that is mostly through trial and error. You find out what's my work capacity, right? There's a really good book called Deep Work, and I'll link that in the show notes for you. I love it. The author, Cal Newport, says that a person can only do 5 hours of deep work a day. Now, what is deep work? Deep work is completely focused, no distractions. Let's say you opened your laptop, you're working on your thesis or something. Maybe you're a student. You can work for 5 hours. You can research, you can type, right? No breaks. You could just really plow through and work. After about 5 hours, that's all you have in you for the day. And of course, most people take breaks and the workday extends a little bit. You know, some things aren't really as intense as deep work. But the point stands is that there's only so much work that we can do in a day. So to find that balance, you have to look at your state. Are you waking up refreshed? Are you waking up anxious? Or are you waking up and you're just horrified of all the work you have to do that day, quote unquote, right? Of course, I don't want you to think about it that way. I want you to think about it as you get to do that work, right? It's your calling after all. It's your purpose. But does that scare you? Is there too much work? Do you need to find ways to be more effective? Do you have too many things on your plate? We've talked about this before, right? You can do most of the things that you want in life, just not all at once. So maybe this year you've learned about the seven commitments, so now you've committed yourself to furthering yourself spiritually, which of course you should do, and developing your stewardship and your body and your craft and your mind, your relationships, and you're doing all of it at once. But I like to take 1 year at a time and focus on certain categories. Right, this year I'm focusing a lot on stewardship, focusing a lot on body, and I'm focusing a lot on craft. 2 years ago, I studied chess very hard. I was focusing a lot on mind. Maybe next year I'll take one of the commitments out and focus on something like relationships, whatever it is. Whatever seems appropriate to you, you have to use discernment and prayer there. But make sure that you're finding a balance. Don't work too hard. Don't rest too much. Do that. Experiment. Observe your inner state. Know how you feel. I understand that the Lord may take it away from me at any point for my salvation. I've beaten this horse to death. I'll say it one more time, but I won't go into detail. Practice asceticism. Keep your mind on God. Pray, fast, give alms. You do those things, you'll remember that God comes first and that He will do things for your salvation. And if something is allowed to happen to you, you should accept it joyfully, that suffering will become sweet to you, right? As the scriptures tell us. So accept that. And of course, the last part, if necessary, I will choose my sixth commitment over my last. We talked about that earlier. I don't have much to add to it. Just make sure your priorities are in order. Read through the list of the seven commitments. Look for any hangups you might have. Go from there. Now, today, of course, you're going to think about this. You're going to carve out some time, 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't matter how long. Maybe you've already been thinking about it. Do you have leisure time? Is it enough? Is it too much? Take some time. Reflect. Is there a hobby that you have? Or is it just when I have free time, I scroll on my phone? That's actually going to cost you more energy and time. So if you do that, I want you to try to think of maybe a manual hobby you can pick up. Maybe there's something you can do to unwind. You know, maybe you like something like rock climbing, for example. Or maybe you also like board games like chess. Maybe you want to get into something like surfing. You know, maybe there's a beach nearby, whatever it is. Find something where you can enter a flow state, where you can experience true leisure. Maybe you really love reading books. Maybe you want to write books, right, as a leisure activity, whatever it is for you. Right? It's really between you and God. As long as it's something, you know, that's good, that's not bad or anything, you know, as long as you're not going out there. And, you know, my hobby is vandalizing trees. I take a spray can and make all the trees blue. Maybe don't do that. But find something that's harmless, that gets you in a flow state, that helps you enjoy life, that helps you feel fulfilled, that you can just do in your free time with no pressure, right? Of course, your craft is similar to leisure in some ways. The only difference being that your craft you do mostly out of a sense of duty, but also because it's something that you feel called to. For example, what you're listening to right now, the whole Warrior King ethos, is a passion project of mine. I love this stuff. but I'm doing it because I think the world needs it. I think I'm called to this. Wood carving, the world doesn't need my wood carving, right? There are plenty of people out there way more talented than me. I have nothing else to add to the world. But do I like carving little animals and stuff? Yeah, it's fun to me. So I do that. So think about those things today. Make a note. Make an implementation intention. Today I will. Think about this. Today I will. Get into this hobby I was into as a kid. I have a buddy who used to love building model airplanes. We were talking about leisure a couple of months ago, beginning of the year. And I asked him, like, what can be your, you know, leisure activity? He was like, I like building model airplanes. Cool, why don't you pick up a kit? Just one. Do that this year. Start working on it. Doesn't have to be a lot of time. Start doing something. So I want you to do that today. I want you to reflect on this. I want you to reflect back on all of the 7 commitments. Really think about what are you doing to fully commit yourself to these areas of life that a man should develop. And you'll be surprised at the things you might find and how improving any of the shortcomings you might have and working towards those things is going to make you the man God needs you to be, that your family needs you to be, that your community needs you to be. Do that today. Do the work, do some thinking, do some planning. And then when everything is said and done, enjoy some time, enjoy some leisure, have some fun.
That's it for this week's Field Log. If you like what you heard today, you can follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. You can also rate the show, that always helps out a lot. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at marcian.cx for Field Log snippets, art, philosophy, and training-related content. You can also visit the website at marcian.cx for much more of the same. I'm still working on consolidating the Warrior King content into the marcian.cx project, so check back at the website soon for the new and improved Warrior King training protocol, which is going to include supersets and my updated supplement recommendations. There's also a 2024 goal-setting guide on the way, and of course, the Warrior King newsletter. If any of that sounds appealing to you, the links to everything are in the show notes below. It's all free, and as always, conquer the day.